podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
you know, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Gone away. I can't hear this bottom head. Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, RudRuRadio.com, AltRockRadio.ca, XRPRadio.co.uk, and right here in a thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania, BuildTheScene.com. My name is Bill. This is episode number 572. And with me tonight is Lou from the Pocket Cowboys out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. What's up, Lou?
What's up, man?
Not too much. I'm pulling double duty tonight. I have another podcast to record after this one.
Oh, man. Putting in that late night work.
So I'm going to start off with those questions that I told you about off the air, the ones that are kind of normal, and then we'll work our way into the oddball ones. So where did the name Pocket Cowboys come from?
So it's actually a poker reference. So I don't know if you've ever played Texas Hold'em.
Yep.
So
you have two jacks.
It's two kings, actually.
Two kings, okay.
Cowboys are kings. So when you have two kings, like your hole cards are both kings, it says, you know, that's when you have something in the pocket. So if you have two jacks, two kings, two aces, you pocket aces. So instead of saying, okay, pocket kings, the another name for kings in the game, like a slang, is cowboys. So, you know, that's where pocket cowboys came from. Plus, it's kind of like a homage to the band, and just kind of, you know, I'm a huge poker player, and I like the idea of kind of going all in and being really serious about the music. Plus, we're a wild bunch, so you know, we like to go all in. So, I mean, that's kind of where it came from.
I wasn't expecting a poker reference. My dad, my family used to play a lot of poker, like we do get-togethers, and I'm gonna tell you a funny story. My mom once beat me, and she could never remember what anything was, so she had a cheat sheet, and she lays her cards down. And she goes, "I have a thingy, a thingy. It was a full house.
She had a boat.
Yeah, a thingy." So I actually use that story when I'm teaching science. I use it to tell the kids why they're not allowed to use the words like thing and thingy and stuff. Like those aren't proper terms.
Exactly. So, for a full house, no.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you guys are fairly new. How did the band form?
Yeah. Well, excuse me, I was just throwing in my AirPods. So basically, the band started about 9 months ago. So I had been jamming around with some friends. You know, I just kind of figured out, you know, I was kind of laid off for a while. I did the band thing for a while. I was actually in another signed band a while ago, and I just kind of had this layoff, and I just really wanted to get out there and do the kind of rock and roll that, like, I think that the scene was really missing, you know, and bring all the stuff that I really like about rock and roll and bring it to the table. So I started jamming with a friend, my friend Kyle, who's the bass player. We just started putting together some songs, and before you know it, we got Matt, and it just felt right with the three of us. So it was very fast, very fast. I mean, we got together and we're just pumping out songs week by week. So, I mean, we didn't even have a practice space. I mean, we were working at this rehearsal studio, and it was just coming together really quick. And we were like, well, you know what? Like, this is pretty awesome. Let's go to the studio. Like, let's just go in the studio and record the very first song we have. Like, let's just go in there, throw it to the wall. So, I mean, that's what we did after like being a band for literally 2 months. I mean, we just tightened up and went right to the studio, and you know, the reception was awesome. So like, yeah, we need to keep doing this. So then, you know, the next song was Cop Man after that. And, you know, 9 months later, here we are. So
It seems like I didn't expect bands to form during the pandemic, but I think I've heard of a lot of them, and a lot of them the same thing, because there was a little more time, you know, there was time to gel and time to get things put out.
Absolutely. Like, that was a huge part of it. I mean, I was sitting home, you know, I was just writing and writing and writing and writing. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm going to use this time to get this band together. I'm going to use the time, because, you know, when you form a band, there's always a lot of people you could call, you know what I mean? You could call this guy, you can call this guy, you know, guys that have been around the scene, getting the right people who wanted to play this type of music, who wouldn't stray too far from the, you know, the MO, was, you know, really important to me. So yeah, it's just the pandemic, as, you know, messed up as it sounds, was great to us. But, you know, I mean, we formed, we recorded, you know, we used that downtime to really form the skeleton of the band. Now things are getting lifted, so we're pretty stoked.
And speaking of that, are there any venues that you're looking forward to going out and playing in, since now that the governor has started lifting those regulations? Yeah.
Well, what's weird for us is, I mean, we have this kind of like buzz going on the street, and it's like, we've never played a show. So it's like, you know, we're actually signed now and we've never even played a show. So it's kind of weird, you know, I mean, we have so much we want to do, and, you know, these show offers and stuff. I mean, I would like to, you know, just play my local venue, like Johnny Brenda's or something, you know, play upstairs at Johnny Brenda's, and then just kind of grow from there, you know, or Kung Fu Necktie. I'm happy. I like the small rooms best, because it just allows you to connect to the kids and the people out there watching. That's what I enjoy. But
the signing was only about a week ago, right?
Yeah, the signing was a week ago. So we had just got signed. We signed to a label out of the UK called Revolver Records. They really have like a really storied history. So they were actually the label that broke the Stone Roses, who are a legendary, you know, new wave rock band from the late 80s, early 90s, were like a huge influence on like Oasis, and they're just legendary. And you know, they also put out the first records from like Jane's Addiction and you know, lots of other bands too. So it's like, you know, they put out Tonic in the 90s. So like this band, this label was like really doing stuff like in the late 70s, 80s, and most of the 90s, but they've kind of cooled off for a while. So I think that like they're looking for someone to really kind of reignite the label and bring, you know, that label back to the forefront, you know, because they enjoy guitar music. We're a guitar band. It you know, it's a perfect matchup.
So they're like, they were almost at the major level, and then they kind of cooled off, and now they're trying to work their way back up. They're like an indie label on steroids.
pretty much. Like, I got, when I get a chance to go over to the UK, I want to talk to Paul and stuff and figure out like what, you know, I don't know the backstory. I know that, you know, they did cool off over the last few years. They haven't, you know, they've just been kind of reigniting. I know there's a new guard. There's the younger generation is taking over the label. It's actually the guy's son now. So, which is really cool, because that guy's got Paul Birch is a legend in the UK music scene. So, you know, his son, Josh Birch, is taking over. So, it's pretty cool. You know, I'm really excited. You know, we're okay to hold the flag, and, you know, if we can be that band that holds the flag and, you know, brings in the new generation, we're stoked on that. I mean, that's what we do. Plus they believe in the band, and they really enjoy what we're doing. So.
And, a cool thing is, one of our stations is in Birmingham, United Kingdom. So
nice. They're in Wolverhampton, what is that? Wolverhampton, something like that. It's somewhere in central England. So.
So those of you that are listening on XRP, we're invading you again. Again? Yeah, kind of again. I mean, you know what I mean. The owner of XRP told my mom the other day that he was speaking the language that our forefathers have desecrated.
Yeah.
Because
they speak real proper over there.
They do. But they also eat cheese and beans together, which seems kind of weird to me.
And tea all the time. Yeah. These guys are all about their tea, man. They love tea.
So let's go off on to some of my oddball questions now. So let's say you head over to that tour in the UK and I tag along. What are we going to listen to in between shows when we're traveling from show to show? What's the soundtrack going to be?
Wow. Well, obviously, since you're riding with us, you don't get a choice in what we listen to. You got to listen to whatever we listen to. So I would say, a healthy dose of, 90s rock is number one. You know, we love 90s rock, STP, Alice in Chains, all the grunge favorites, but we also got to take it back to, take it to the late 80s and early 90s, all your standard stuff, Guns, and, get you into some punk rock too. You know what I mean? Like Descendants like that.
I don't think I'd be arguing with any of this. I listen to that.
I mean, that's what we jam that really hard. I mean, we love the pop stuff too. I mean, I was just going to practice with Kyle. We were listening to that Killers record, Battleborn. And we love it. I mean, we don't really get down with like the new pop punk stuff now. Like I liked Green Day, Green Day and Offspring were great, but now these days, nah, dude.
That's my thing with pop punk is that it's kind of happy and punk isn't supposed to be happy.
Exactly. That's my whole point. That's my whole point, man. And it's not. No.
All right. So while you're on that tour, you get to choose any place. Like they tell you, okay, we're going to let you pick any venue and it could be anything. What venue would you want to play at and what band would you want to play with at that venue? And I'm going to give you, while you're thinking, I'm going to give you the very first time I asked this question, I asked a band from Denton, Texas called Diesel Beast. And the question has been named a Diesel Beast question because their answer was they wanted to play at Stonehenge with Dio. And that's a hard one to top. So, and I also give the example of Metallica playing at the South Pole. So,
yeah, I know that's so I can pick anywhere in England, or do I have to stick
anywhere
in the world? Wow, that's such a tough, I mean, I guess right now we'd be at Wembley Stadium opening up for the Arctic Monkeys or something along that line. I think that would be like number one. We would have like an ultra, Wembley Stadium with, the Arctic Monkeys and, those type of bands. If we were in England, if we were here, it would, maybe be with one of your legendary rock acts, like the Foo Fighters or something along those lines. That would be amazing. I am
so glad you said the Foo Fighters. Yep. That segues into the next question. So a running thing is I've been trying to get Dave Grohl on the show. And he's been ignoring me.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. But
good luck.
So what I've been doing is I created some of the questions have names, like the Diesel Beast question. This one is Dave Grohl question or Foo Fighters question.
Yeah.
Who is your Dave Grohl? And what I mean by that is who would you want to go up on stage with and play one of their songs?
Wow. Who I'd want to go up there and play with? Oh gosh. Man, that's so tough. Oh man. I would love to get up there with I listen to so much underground stuff right now, so it's kind of hard to say, but if I could get up there with Black Sabbath, That would be like a dream come true. If I could just get out and rock out Black Sabbath, that would be amazing. It's tough questions, man. They really are. I mean, if you know, the Sex Pistols were around, I'd say let's jam with the Sex Pistols or something, you know? That would be cool.
All right, so you're doing a really good job of leading me into questions. Let's say that you find a DeLorean and you can travel back in time for a year and hang out with any band in the history of music. Who would you want to hang out with and learn from?
Oh man, that's so tough. I would say, without being too obscure, we're talking about bands you guys don't might not know. Guns N' Roses, 1987, 1970, Black Sabbath, 67 Hendrix. That would be a great one to hang out with. I don't think I'd really need to hang out with anyone after that. the early 90s, Alice in Chains, maybe. I mean, it's tough. That's a tough one. Or Metallica in 1986 would be awesome, too.
I'm really starting to feel like you and I could hang out by your musical choices.
Yeah, man, of course. If you're ever down in Delaware, let me know.
let's stick with the movie theme for a second.
Okay.
All right. So you sit down on a bench and beside you, instead of Forrest Gump with his box of chocolates, is one of your musical idols.
Wow.
Who's going to be sitting there? And you're only allowed to ask them one question. What would you ask them?
I was a huge metalhead when I was younger. Huge. You wouldn't know now. I mean, we're not really metal, but we're more rock. But I feel like Dimebag Darrell was like such a huge, huge influence on me at a young age. Like to really get the speed, you know what I mean? To get like, I just loved him so much. So I'd have to say definitely Dime. Definitely. If he was sitting next to me, I would be really stoked on that.
And what's the one question you would ask him?
Oh, man.
That's where it gets hard.
I would ask him, I don't know, man. I feel like I know the answer of everything he'd try if I was going to ask. I'd be like, you know, what's your favorite beer? I know that it's like Schlitz or something like that. I know all the answers. You know, what's his favorite drink? Is the Black Tooth Grin, which is the Jaeger with the splash of Coke in there. I know that. I don't know, man. I would just ask him how to be a better player. You know, if I was talking to somebody like him, I would ask, you know, how to be the best player I can be, I guess. If it was like somebody like Paul McCartney or somebody, I would ask him how to write the best song I can write, you know.
Let's kind of go back in history even further.
Okay.
Robert Johnson, the blues guitarist,
right,
has the legend that he met the devil at the crossroads and then all of a sudden he could play the guitar. If you were meeting the devil at the crossroads, what would you be attempting to sell your soul for musically? And if that wording bothers you, just what's the thing that you want the most? We can take the devil out of it.
Musically, that's a tough question, man. I mean, I don't need to be like the biggest band in the world. I don't think that's like what I would ask them. I would ask them to be the best player in the world. I would ask them to be the best ever, but I don't need to be like playing. We don't need to be like rock stars. You know what I mean? So it's like, I would want to be the best. You know, if I was in it, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't ask probably the devil for anything, man, because like he's always in it to like screw you. You know what I mean? I feel like he would just like, you know, kind of like trick me into doing something that I don't want to do. So
we're going to feature your song Cop Man tonight. This is your MTV moment. Do storytellers with this song for me. Tell me something about it.
Well, I generally, I don't like to get into the subject matter of my music because I feel like it's up to the listener's interpretation to take what they want from the music. But this song is actually a little different. I don't mind talking about the meaning of the song because it's kind of important subject matter. It's about the opioid epidemic in Philadelphia. I mean, is what the song is about. You know, it's I lived very close to that. I've had people involved in my life that were directly affected, including, you know, people I know, and it affects you too. You know, it'd be hard pressed to find somebody that it wasn't, that the epidemic around the Philadelphia area and you know, regionally, who that hasn't affected in some way. And that's what the song is about. It's a song from the, it's from the eyes of the addict. It's not, you know, it's kind of putting you into the mental state of that person. And, you know, we're kind of that kind of band. I think we come with some like tough subjects sometimes. I think that that's big, but, I just feel like it's an important thing that had to be said, you know? So, I mean, that's kind of, where the song goes. I mean, it's funny because people thought it was about cops. People were like, you know, reposting the song on Instagram with like cops and stuff like that. I'm like, this has nothing to do with cops. A cop man is a drug dealer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. So, yeah, so it'll make a lot more sense when you listen to it.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to listen to Cop Man by, sorry, we'll listen to Cop Man by Pocket King. Pocket Cowboys. Yeah. We're also going to listen to a brand new track from Gray Walker, which is metal, so you'll probably dig it. It is called Hour 13. It's off their soon-to-be-released album, Lay Cast Show. And after that, we'll be right back with some more questions for Lou.
Now
Hey, so that was Gray Walker's track, Hour 13. Right before that, you heard Cop Man by Pocket Cowboys. With me tonight is Lou from that band. I threw him for a loop with a couple questions. That's probably going to happen a little bit more. And then we're going to give him some, go back into some of those normal band questions to make him feel good about himself when he leaves. So let's say, and this isn't a far reach with what's going on now, let's say that there is an apocalyptic event and only a handful of people survive and one song from every band survives.
Ooh.
And those songs are used to repopulate the earth. There you go. Which one of your songs do you think could be used to help repopulate the earth?
Wow. Well, I mean, considering we're a band with only two songs out there, I don't, we're not really like in that love making territory yet. So it's kind of like, we'll get there though. We'll get there. I promise you, we will get there. I don't think we have any songs that I've debuted that we've debuted that could do that. I guess Ain't Living For You, maybe. I guess that would do it.
I just started doing the video portion of this.
Yeah.
As the pandemic started. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I didn't do it in the past, because I love the reaction when I ask questions like that.
I mean, you know, if we were a band with like a huge discography, I could like go back into it. But I mean, you know, we're new, man. We're brand new. So,
So this next question, because you're new, I'm going to open it up a little wider for you.
Go ahead.
Tell me about an embarrassing moment that happened on stage, which clearly is going to be with a different band, but it can't be something that you did. It has to be something that someone else in the band did.
Oh, it can't be something that I did.
Yeah. Something that someone else did that embarrassed you. And you don't have to name names. Just,
jeez. Oh gosh. It wouldn't be in this band though. It'd be in the other band.
Right.
I was in a band for a while and we were playing like this outdoor festival, and the one dude thought that it'd be like a great idea to like come out in a chicken suit. And he didn't tell anybody he was coming out in a chicken suit, but it didn't go over funny. It was really embarrassing and awkward and really stupid. Like, he came out in this chicken suit and then like people were just laughing at us like the whole time. So I don't know. He just bought it, and then he had a gorilla suit that he went into in the next show. So he had like a big purple gorilla suit. And then there was that time back in like 2010 where like people were wearing costumes on stage. There was like this brief period where people were wearing costumes. Like, people were coming out wearing dresses and wearing like all kinds of it made no sense. So he thought he was going to bring us into that, and we weren't too stoked on that.
So we're now going to play a Blackridge song, because here in the Pittsburgh area, the band Blackridge, their lead singer does that exact same stuff.
Yeah.
In fact, one time he wore a gorilla mask and purple balloons and said he was Grape Ape.
Yeah. I know. I'm too stuck up for that. I want it to be about my music, not about dress. So.
He also wore a wedding dress one time.
Yeah, I mean, people do, man. People wear dresses and stuff. I don't get it.
He's I saw a video, like, I absolutely love them, and when you hear it, you'll understand why. Their music is great. But one time they came out, the band came out carrying like a chest, almost looked like a pirate chest, and they set it in the middle of the stage and they started playing, and he was in the chest.
What?
Yeah, he came out of the chest and started singing. I was like,
"What's this band's called? What's this band called?"
They're called Blackridge.
Blackridge. Okay.
It's one word.
All right, I gotta check these guys out. I'm gonna YouTube them after this.
Let's see. What else can I ask you? I'm gonna ask you one more off the wall question, and then we'll get back to a couple normal type band questions.
All good.
If money was no object and you were throwing a big barbecue at your house, what band would you have come play?
Oh, gosh. any band. It could be local, it could be anybody.
Yep. It could be anybody.
Oh gosh. I don't know. I mean,
While you're thinking, I would have the Foo Fighters so I could pin Dave down and make him answer my questions on the show.
Yeah, he's not going to answer you back. He's got way too much stuff going on.
I even got ignored by his manager. I emailed them.
yeah. They're not having that. Nah. Their press time is super valuable. He's not going to let that go for much. Band in my barbecue? There's a Judas Priest cover band. They're called Exciter. And they're from Philadelphia. I would have them come because they are awesome. And I would want to hear only Judas Priest at my barbecue. So,
cool. I actually, at the end of the show, you're going to hear the ending sequence, which is done by a man named John Lane. And he is actually friends with Ripper Owens, who was a priest. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, there's a link for you.
Nice. Pretty awesome.
He actually worked for him at his bar that he, the first, he, Ripper owned two bars. He worked at the first one, like, as a hype man.
Oh, he was? Really? I thought he was a golfer before he got in priest.
I don't know. He owned the bars after.
Oh, after, yeah.
Yeah.
That helped him back. Maybe hopefully he made some money and did something with it.
he's in KK.
Wasn't he a nice turtle?
He was.
Yeah.
He's now in KK's priest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they split off. I forgot about that.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to check that out.
All right, so where can the listeners, you mentioned you have two songs out right now. Where can the listeners listen to or get a hold of those?
The best place to go is our Spotify. Everything that we have is up on the Spotify. Our video has been out for about 2 months now. It's on YouTube. If you just YouTube Pocket Cowboys, and we should come up. Or, you know, if you want to interview, you know, Pocket Cowboys, Cop Man, that works too.
And we're going to embed it on the show notes too. So if you're listening, awesome. You can find it on Build a Scene as well after this.
Thank you, Bill. Our Instagram is our website for right now. So just head over to our Instagram for any stuff.
That's why you asked that question. I was like, no, I hate Instagram.
we're really vain people. So we like.
Well, what I use Instagram for is when I'm out at a local show, I'll take a picture of all the bands, just one picture, and I'll post it and say, you know, here's Doppler Effect at, I don't know, JB's Roadhouse.
Yeah.
So you know, that's what I do with my Instagram. So you'll see a bunch of band pictures on it and where I was when I took the picture.
Well, to be honest with you, I have a hard time keeping up with it too. Like my wife tells me, like, you gotta post content, and I'm like, not posting enough content. I try to post at least like a couple times a week, or like, you know, to keep people engaged, but it's tough, you know, when you're only a band with two songs. We're actually in I don't know if I mentioned this, but we're in the studio this week. We're finishing the rest of our EP, so be on the lookout for that.
Do you have a tentative release date for that?
Well, the label is thinking late summer, early fall. So that'll probably there'll be some lead ups till then. So probably looking like a late summer release.
And lastly, what's coming up for you guys? And you know, what's in your future?
Well, good stuff, hopefully. We have two shows coming up. We have one here in we have two in Delaware, because Delaware is just starting to lift, has basically been ahead of the pack with lifting restrictions. So we got offered two shows here. Our first show is actually at Oddity Bar in Delaware on Saturday in Wilmington, Delaware. And our next show is at the Jackson Inn in Wilmington on 7/31. And with some really cool bands going to be there. It should be good. Hopefully, as restrictions just eased up for Philadelphia, I mean, in the last few days. So we're hoping a lot of stuff is going to come through, you know, in the next few months. But for us, it's really just focusing on getting the EP off the ground. So.
Cool. Well, Lou, I want to thank you for hanging out with me for a little bit tonight.
Thanks for having me, man.
And go ahead and give your Instagram address so they know where to check you guys out at.
Okay, it's instagram.com/pocketcowboysband. That's it.
Okay. So you've been listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 572. We're going to play some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer for you. And when you hear the aforementioned John American Hail Jack Lane, you will know that the episode is ending. But that doesn't mean you should jump off the radio stations that are playing the show. You should hang out, listen to what they're providing you with. Even at Mega Rock, where they're going to play some major bands and some unsigned bands, so show some support. And as the regulations are being lifted, make sure you get out to some of those unsigned venues and support some live music as well. My name is Bill, and I will catch you next Friday. Before we do this, I do want to mention a movie that is now on demand. Golden Globe winner Kelsey Grammer stars in the inspiring comedy set in the 90s LA music scene, The Space Between. In hopes of breaking out of the record label mailroom, a young Charlie Porter is tasked with forcing the eccentric has-been rock star Mickey Adams, played by Grammer, out of his contract at his longtime record label. The pair's unlikely friendship grows as they both gain perspective from each other on the music industry, life, love, and the space between. Stream The Space Between instantly on the Redbox on demand today. Rated R from Paramount Pictures.
Come on now, people, you got to let me know. Feel the vibration going round. This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.